a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It's the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network here on this Friday night, December the 28th, 2007, my final opportunity of the year to have a nice little chat with you and to spend a part of the evening with you. And I hope 2008 is going to be a great year for you. I have great feelings. Many positive feelings, positive waves, as it were, about 2005. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Tonight is also You Rant Night. Something you want to rant about, something you want to talk about, something you want to get off your chest. Tonight's the night. The number to do it is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Also, if you've got any New Year's resolutions you'd like to share with us, I'd love to hear them. And I know all of us would. And I have a few myself. And we'll get into some of that as well, too. So if you've got some resolutions you want to share, feel more than free to do that. But it's You Rant Night, along with resolutions, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. One thing I am going to get into tonight, there is a candidates forum scheduled for the 6th of January. It's going to be broadcast by Fox News. I'll talk a little bit about that coming up here in just a few minutes. And I think, well, you're not going to be surprised, but you're going to be mad. Because I know I am. And so we'll get into that coming up on the program as well. So feel more than free to hang around because this is going you're going to get lit. Because I'm lit. And I stumbled on this. I'd seen this, well, I guess a couple of days ago, and knew of the possibility, but did not know that it was basically confirmed. And so we'll talk about that and more. We're going to get into kind of where we're at. Heading into 2008. And I know a lot of people have done this stuff already, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and probably from a standpoint people haven't covered. But we're going to talk about that a bit coming up on tonight's program. And oh, so much more, including your calls, as we rant tonight. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open at both republicbroadcasting.org at MidnightRiderShow.com, and just go grab a click the chat links, grab a name, come chat with us, come enjoy the conversation. Always good conversations in both rooms. We'll come back in a minute and we'll get into this Fox News information about this candidates forum in New Hampshire coming up on the 6th of next month. Don't go anywhere. You're locked and loaded with the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Republic Broadcasting Network. I think the website at this point in time, republicbroadcasting.org, the website, I think, is down for some reason. We have technicians looking at it as we speak. And Manny is on top of things. He's getting everything everybody rousted and getting it fixed so we can get the site back up so everybody can get into the chat room. In the meantime, the chat room at MidnightRiderShow.com is up and running. So if you want to pop in there, feel more than free to do so. We got Mouseketeer Roll Call going on in there right now. We got Boondock Saint, Chowda, Dalicus, Doug, Fatesweb, Hard Truth, Soldier Chick, Josh, Lee, Low Tech, Mike CTW, Paul 44, Rob, Robworks, Rock Turner, Sneaky Weasel. That's Bill Clinton, by the way. Starshine Hippie Chick, and ladies and gentlemen, none other than Troy from West Virginia in the chat room now. Everybody flock there now. By the way, Troy did a video about me. I feel honored. Feel very, very honored to be one of Troy's chosen victims. He did. It was pretty funny, too. Pretty funny stuff. It's like either he had a writer or he got some of the three R's in school. I'm not sure, but nonetheless, a video was made and just very funny, Troy. Thank you very much. Him doing an imitation of me here on the Midnight Rider. yes, indeed. All right. Into this thing with Ron Paul, and let's just set a little background here. With just over 5 days to go to Iowa, the caucus is there, and 10 days to New Hampshire. Ron Paul fundraising for the quarter is at $18,849,914.23. He's outraised every Republican candidate. Nobody's even closer. Mike Huckabee had a money bomb yesterday. Raised $95,000. That's it. Compared to Ron Paul's $6 million on the 16th. And you've got the Iowa Independent, iowaindependent.com, showing Ron Paul is third, coming out third in the Iowa caucus, coming up in just over 5 days. And show that he's got widespread support across the state, and that he's looking good in Iowa. He's got better support in New Hampshire. So if he's looking to come in at third in Iowa, oh, Nelly, who knows what will happen in New Hampshire. But it's a press release from the Ron Paul 2008 website. According to the New Hampshire State Republican Party and an Associated Press report, Republican presidential candidate and Texas Congressman Ron Paul will be excluded, not included, but excluded from an upcoming forum of Republican candidates to be broadcast by Fox News on January 6, 2008. Given Ron Paul's support in New Hampshire, and his recent historic fundraising success, it is outrageous that Dr. Paul would be excluded, said Ron Paul 2008 campaign chairman Kent Snyder. Dr. Paul has consistently polled higher in New Hampshire than some of the other candidates who have been invited. Snyder continued, Paul's supporters should know that we're continuing to make inquiries with Fox News as to why they have apparently excluded Dr. Paul from this event. I'm getting a private message that says that it's been made. This is a press release from the campaign tonight as of 9:39 Eastern Time. Indeed, there's been a lot of wrangling over the last couple of days as to whether or not this is real or not. Mike CTW, if you've got information that's newer than what I've got as of 9:39 Central Time, that's 10:39 Eastern, then let me know. But I'm looking at a press release from the campaign website as of 10:39 Eastern, which was, let's see, that would have been about an hour and 20 minutes ago, hour and a half ago. Let me know. Okay, all right. So Paul's supporters should know that we're continuing to make inquiries with Fox News as to why they've apparently excluded Dr. Paul from this event. Why would he be excluded? Here's a guy that's consistently polling over 5% in national polls, looks like third in Iowa, doing better in New Hampshire, and they want to exclude him from this candidate's forum. I'll tell you why they don't want him on. Ron Paul brings a message of freedom and not government as usual, that's bigger and grows more and more and more. Ron Paul talks about small government, ethics and honor, and a government within the Constitution. These people at Fox don't want that, because it speaks to fairness. And you have things like this, the FCC
now coming out and making it possible for a media group like Rupert Murdoch or Clear Channel to own not only radio outlets, television outlets, but newspapers all in the same city. So thereby effectively controlling what information gets put out in an entire city. So imagine Clear Channel with a mess of FM and AM stations in a city, a piece of a television station, and a newspaper. They totally control who gets the message out and what's said. Ron Paul's a danger to all of that. He has been since day one. So they don't want him in. They're afraid of this guy. They're afraid of what he has to say. I mean, I sit and watch the dumbfounded look of these news anchors when he was on the other day regarding Benazir Bhutto and her assassination. They were just totally dumbfounded that Ron Paul's not saying, we need to rush right in there and secure those nukes. No, let them work their own problems out. Because quite honestly, nobody wants to launch a nuke. And I've said this, I may have said this last night, and I know I said it on my afternoon show today. Nobody in their right mind wants to launch a nuke. They're horrific weapons, should have never been created in the first damn place. Matter of fact, the only country that's used a nuclear weapon is, well, guess who? Us. Yeah, us. They're horrific. And Mike CTW, they'd ask people to stop bothering the people at the New Hampshire Republican Party, because from what I'm getting out of this, the information that I have been able to dig up this evening is that it's more of a Fox News thing than it is a New Hampshire Republican Party thing. Because the New Hampshire Republican Party, they say, is pretty decent to Dr. Paul and been very inclusive of him in New Hampshire. So they don't feel it's a New Hampshire problem, but it's a Fox News problem. So don't bother the New Hampshire Republican Party. Bother Fox. Shut Fox's switchboard down. And I'll have numbers for you here in just a bit where you can call. And you can have a little U-rant night with Fox News. And I think they need to hear from us. And if you can, tape your calls, put them up on YouTube. If it's legal in your state to do that. Or just say, hey, by the way, this call is being recorded. And let them hear you. Fortunately, I live in a state where you don't have to do that. And let him know. Say, hey, man, I'm disgusted with this. You think this is going to help build viewership among real conservatives in this country? Uh-uh. Ain't going to happen. But it's not about ideas, folks, anymore. It's about keeping power and keeping control. And Ron Paul is a threat to that power and that control. Like, you've got guys like Rupert Murdoch who are holding fundraisers for Hillary Clinton. The idea this go around was we'd trot out four or five dogs like Giuliani, Romney, McCain, Fred Thompson. Get you four or five little dogs out there in the hunt that don't in Huckabee, that don't inspire people to do anything. They don't have any real message. Let them trot them out there, get you a nominee out of one of them, and let Hillary just beat him to death. So she takes office as we keep this Bush-Clinton thing going. That way we got Jeb in the wings in 8 years. Ooh, wow, that's exciting. These people controlled our country long enough, and they've got power. They've seized it. They like it. This is the culmination for them of decades of work in having control of the White House, as they have had, folks, for over 20 years. Many people think that Ronald Reagan, after he was shot by John Hinckley, who, by the way, had dinner the night before with members of the Bush family in Colorado, wasn't in charge after he was shot. Probably the Alzheimer's started to set in then, and it was Bush mainly running things.
All right, back in a minute with more. It's You Rant Night. You want to rant? 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Back around the corner in just a couple
of
minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Midnight Rider, you want to rant? 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. And I got one number for Fox during the break, and I called, and it was just an answering machine. But you can send an email to yourcomments@foxnews.com. Yourcomments@foxnews.com. Fox News Online at foxnews.com. Here's one other email address. comments@foxnews.com. Also, a fax line. I think it's important that Fox News kill some trees. Area code 212-301-4229. Also, the switchboard
Area code 212-301-3000. That's 212-301-3000. And, I think it's, it's important that we let these people know exactly how we feel and that we're not going to deal with this the kind of crap, that we're tired of messing with these yaks. Again, it's the news media trying to decide who's going to be our president and not us, to have the audacity, folks, the sheer audacity to tell us who's going to be the president. Now that's insane. This is about ideas. This is about the future of our country and a bunch of yaks from some guy from England named Rupert Murdoch who thinks he's going to come over here and tell me what the hell I'm going to do in my country. I don't think so, Rupert. Miserable little neocon yuck. Well, folks, it's time to turn Fox News off. It's time to boycott them. It's time to start calling their advertisers and saying, hey, these people are a bunch of freaking criminals. They don't believe in free speech. They don't believe in anything that's right. All they believe in is who's going to give them money when, and riding whatever pony they need to ride. Fox is nothing but a bunch of media whores. Everybody on there is a media whore. I mean, that makes, and I know I'm going to get calls. Well, you should have expected this from Fox. Yeah, I should have expected it. Does it mean I shouldn't be mad? No. Because it boils down to fairness, and it boils down to truth and justice and freedom in this country. When people like this decide, hey, we're not going to include the guy because we don't like him. Well, I don't like you, Fox. I turned you off months ago. Matter of fact, I've hardly watched any television in the last year. I don't think I've watched a complete day's worth of TV in the last year, a full 24 hours. Well, yeah, maybe when you throw in a few NASCAR races, I'll occasionally watch. But most of the time, I don't watch TV. If it's not online, I'm not interested. Or if I can't get information from someplace like RBN, or from my network, or from some other network that gives truth and information about liberty, I'm not interested in it. Just, I'm tired of these people coming in here and telling me who my choices are, who I should be voting for. Now, he's a candidate. He has ideas. He's raised more money than any of the yucks that you've got invited. Matter of fact, he's probably going to fare better in New Hampshire than some of the yucks you're going to have sitting at your little round table answering questions from little Christopher Wallace. And your little fake polling group that you're going to stick off at a restaurant that will be closed, that you'll open special so you can stack it with people that you know or people that you pre-screened. And we know all about this stuff, guys. You think any of the tricks that you're doing are new? But all you're doing is stifling the voices of the American people. And it's time one American stands up, a whole bunch of us stand up and say, no, 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 no. You expect anybody to watch your crap? No. I mean, shoot, the place is just loaded with a criminal. Hey, you got Oliver North as one of their big daddies on there with his war stories. Hey, Oliver, why don't you tell us about Iran-Contra instead, your involvement, you freaking little criminal. Back in a minute, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. It's You Rant Night. You want to rant? You want to get something off your chest? Tonight's the night right here
on RPN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Take it all lying down, 'cause once I get started, I go to sleep. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't. Confess all my sins like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. Hello to everybody listening over there in ever-growing numbers. Glad you're with us here for the program tonight. Also to everyone on KU Satellite. Pulling the program down with a little dish outside the house. Ooh, gotta love it. That satellite's 22,500 miles
above the surface of the Earth in geosynchronous orbit. Excellent. And I'm just, it's, technology is a wonderful, dandy thing, and it is neat to have. And I, for one, am thankful for it. And I'm also thankful for everybody out there who's put up a micro. And they're going up in ever-increasing numbers. And so very cool. And glad, thank you so much for doing that and for operating them. And want to say hello to everybody listening on AM and FM stations across the country. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening and making us a part of the evening. All right, it looks like the there is no body, of course, a live body at the Fox News channel desk, their reception desk. So you probably have to save the calls till Monday. But don't forget, be mad. I think it's time that these people understand that we're not playing games with them anymore. That this is about our country. This is about freedom. This is the last ditch. Which I'm tired of, you know, hearing about Hooter girls when the economy's crashing. The dollar's falling apart. Our very way of life is at stake, and we want to truck the Hooter girls out. Oh, because, well, there are peaks and valleys in the market, and we're going to demonstrate why. Come on over here, Wanda. Our happy little Hooter girl. This is a peak. This is a valley. Just amazing. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. It is you rant night tonight on the Midnight Rider. Here's your opportunity to sound off on whatever you want to sound off on. So feel more than free to sound off. And also, it's a resolution night, too. You got a New Year's resolution that you want to share with us? Feel more than free. My major resolution for next year is good health. I've spent 6 days in this last year in a hospital, and health-wise, I'd always considered myself invincible. Didn't get sick a lot. But this year, 6 days in, two different occasions, and it really just shows me how important health is. Look, if you're not healthy, you can't take care of your family, and you darn sure can't fight the New World Order and try to save this country. I mean, there's just no way. So it's woefully important, extremely imperative that we have good health, and we do what we need to do to make that happen. And that is my key New Year's resolution is good health. I've got a lot of extra weight on me that I need to get off. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you go along for a long time, it not bothering you. And you're able to carry things and do things that, you know, you were still able to do as a kid. One day you can't. That's when you know you're starting to get old too, you know. But no, health is the key thing for me this coming year, because it's going to make good health will make the other things that I want to do, my other resolutions possible. I really want to reach as many people as I possibly can next year, both through this program, my network, TruthNet Radio, the programs we produce there live, the program I do over there. On a daily basis. Yeah, I do two programs a day. And it's just important to reach so many people. And I know that I've got to step the level up of what I'm doing, and try to figure out how to do more with my time. I've always been a terrible time manager. And, just to work more effectively, not harder, but smarter. And, you know, there's always room for being smarter, and I are one of those who needs to be a little bit smarter. So anything that I can do to work smarter and not harder, and get more accomplished, I'm certainly going to do in 2008. And no, I just think 2008 is the year that we have to wake a lot of people up. The economy, I think, is going to go south, continue going south. I think it's going to get bad. And more and more people, as things get worse, are going to wake up just naturally. Realize, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. And I want to be in a position where I can talk to those people and help spread these micros across the country. I think what we've done so far, and I'm hearing more and more people who are putting these micros up, I think it's huge. And it's a big deal. And you may not think so, just, you know, with just one little station, but boy, when we've got stations up all over the place, the number of people it can potentially reach is absolutely huge. We're talking millions. And the only person, quite honestly, who has been able to attain that kind of an audience so far in what we do in Patriot Radio has been Alex Jones. And I think with micros all over this country, that those numbers and figures can be dwarfed. You know, in number wise, I think Alex gets about 1.2 million people, with these micros up all over the country continuing to go up. We could multiply that figure by 10 times. That's the potential minimum of 10 million people that we could be reaching on a daily basis, if not more. And so that's why it's so huge. That's why it's so important. And, you know, here we are. We're sitting here on the precipice of disaster. And a lot of this hinges, yes, on what the powers that be do, but so much more of it hinge on what we do or don't do. You know, we're in a position to rebuild our country, to take it back, rebuild it, and make it what it was, make it better than it was. And I personally, honestly think that we can do that. I feel that deep down inside because I think, you know, we've been the smartest, we've been the most creative, the most resourceful people that has ever appeared on this planet, in my opinion. And I think we can do it once again because that same resourcefulness, that same creativity, that same drive to build something is in us. Why do you think guys like power tools? Why do you think power tools are such a big thing? Over the holidays and for birthdays and Father's Day, hey, you like to build stuff. Me, I like to just tear stuff up, but we like to make things. We're manufacturers at heart. We're creators at heart, and we need to return to that and begin putting a true manufacturing base back in this country again. And you know, if you're thinking of starting a new business in this country. Manufacture something, make something. It's one less thing that people are buying from China. Yeah, you might have to be a little bit more expensive, but I think you're going to find as time goes on that more and more people are going to be turned on to American products, especially since it's going to make jobs here and keep people working. I think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be so huge. And we just have to stay at it. There's just so many fronts that we have to attack. One of them is getting Ron Paul elected. At least get him to the convention and then let him slug it out of the convention. And I think we've gone that far. That phase of the operation, if not done, will be well on its way. And then phase two is sending these people home, sending these congressmen home. I think that goes hand in hand. And these primaries that are coming up, these congressional elections, they'll be on the ballots as well. You send these incumbents home. Just tell them to go home. Vote them out. It's time we stop playing these games. We've sent the same people back year after year, decade after decade, expecting different results, and nothing different has happened. I was on a program earlier today as a guest for an hour, and they asked me what I thought the major story out of 2007 was. And my response was this, the fact that we sent Congress back after the midterm elections in 2006 to get us out of the war in Iraq. And the thing is that Congress has done nothing to get us out of the war. Instead, they've done everything they can do to more firmly entrench us. And So they didn't do what we asked. And it's definite by their ignoring the American people that they have no aim of representing us, that we're not represented whatsoever by these Congress fools we send up there. And it's time to bring them home. It's time to explain to the next batch, hey, you either do the job, you represent us, or you won't be back. Over, done with, period, end of story. Ain't going to play the game, not going to mess around with you, sorry. If you screw it up, we'll get you out and get somebody else in. And we keep doing this until these people who go to represent us understand just very clearly that we're not going to put up with the crap anymore, that we're done playing their games. Because it's liberty and freedom we seek. Liberty and freedom to live our lives as we see fit. To get property back. That's one of the key things. We've got to get our property back. Right now, having to pay property taxes for this, and your excise taxes for your vehicles, and all this, all this other kind of nonsense that you've got to pay just to be able to keep the vehicle or to operate the vehicle. In essence, all we've become are nothing but sharecroppers on this huge plantation, and we have the semblance of ownership, but not real ownership. We're nothing but we're sharecroppers at best and slaves at worst. It's time for a slave revolt. Our forefathers did it. Separated themselves from the largest military power on the face of the world. Faced them down day after day. Lost most of the battles. Won a few. Won the right ones. The war finally got too expensive, they had to leave. That's what we need to do. Is let these people know we're not going anywhere. This is our home. This is our country. They've torn it up, and we want it back. They're not going to destroy our children's futures. They're not going to destroy our grandchildren's futures. No. We are not going to do that. We're not going to allow it to happen. Not whatsoever. But when I look into the faces of my little grandkids and I see them there with their smiles and their trusting look, knowing that grandpa's okay and grandpa loves them and grandpa's going to do what he can to take care of them, I'm not going to let them down. I'm not going to let my kids down. Because they give me that same look. I got a little 5-year-old who is very precious. And I've had more fun being able to be around him and watch him grow than I did with all the kids that I raised. And it's because I've been able to be closer to home and to watch him. Oh, it's been a blast. It's been a hoot. And he says some of the funniest things, does some of the funniest things. And I want him to have a bright future. I don't want him to have a future of nothing but surveillance and a literal police state where if he looks wrong or does, the least bit of anything wrong, he's tasered, treated like a dog, herded around. Because a taser essentially is nothing but a cattle prod with that's all it is. That's what they use on animals, not humans. And they treat us like we're cattle. Well, here's one bull that's about to tear up the China shop. Because I'm not putting up with this anymore. Neither should you. I'm not afraid of these people. They're dangerous people, but I'm not afraid of them because I understand them. I've had kids in my home with the same type of disorders these fools have. They're sick. They will never be cured. And no amount of us rationalizing it or watching these people, tell us, how great they are and how wonderful they are and what a God-fearing man they are. Folks, don't buy it because it's wrong. It's wrong. They're lying. George Bush has proved it. Bill Clinton has proved it. George Bush's daddy proved it. People are all, they're psychopaths and sociopaths. The ends for these people will justify the means. They don't care. They don't care at all. And you've got a media that's complicit with them that will just up and just keep a guy out of a forum because they don't like him. They don't like his views. Oh. And you know, Fox has a right to do that. I can't say that they don't have a right to do it. But I have a right not to listen to them. I have a right not to watch them. And I have a right to melt their switchboard down. And I have a right to tell them how I feel. I intend to. Free speech is a wonderful thing, but quite often people like Fox forget that there's consequences that go along with it. That ain't a threat. That's fact. And folks, we're going to melt you down come Monday. You better bring on extra staff. Time to call account temps. Back in a minute with more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, 800-313-9443, if you would like to join us on the program tonight. It is You Rant Night. You got something you want to get off your chest, something you want to say, something been on your mind, give us a call. The way it works, we give you 3 minutes. If you're good, you get an extra two. And, of course, as the host, I reserve the right to interject with questions that do not distract from your time, by the way. You got something on your mind tonight, let us know. Also, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. And if you've got a resolution you want to share, or resolutions that you want to share, please do. I've had a lot of people ask me about the little package I got from Carol in Pennsylvania. Oh, my gosh. We're still working on it. I mean, it's good food. She sent us a mess of stuff. Kolaches, these peanut butter bonbons. Oh, my, those are excellent. Peanut butter fudge. It's got to be some of the best peanut butter fudge I've ever tasted in my life. And she sent pounds of it. And, I mean, I'm in sheer heaven. I'm not doing anything for my waistline, but, man. I'm in sheer heaven. I finally had the box removed from my location next to me. I said, "You go put this in the refrigerator. Just keep it away. I'll be by there later." And so I'll be snacking during the breaks with that stuff. It is that good. And so my hearty thanks to Carol in Pennsylvania. Man, that is some darn good stuff. All right, if you're wanting to contact Fox News, you're going to want to do it on Monday, most likely. The emails and faxes you can start now and let them kill some trees. Comments at foxnews.com. That's one of the email addresses. Another email address, your comments at foxnews.com. And Fox News Online at foxnews.com. Just write one email and send them to all three. Telephone number. 212-301-3000. It's 212-301-3000. And the fax number, 212-301-4229. There's also an 800 number where they can hear from viewers at 888-369-4762. That's 888-369-4762. That 888 number, that's a toll-free call to you. It costs them, so might as well make Rupert pay a little cash. That's how I see it. And ask these fools why Dr. Paul has been excluded from the campaign candidates forum on the 5th, or the 6th, rather, of December of 2008. I think everybody needs to do that, and I will be getting my emails off just as soon as the program's over. And anything I get, I'll post. And I'll be making my phone calls on Monday. And hopefully I'll have those recorded. We can find out what's going on. Because they need to know that, hey, it may be immediate. They may have free speech rights and all that good stuff. But I also have the free speech rights to be mad in hell about it, and the free speech rights to tell them they're wrong and try to convince them otherwise. All right, hour one is done. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN. Since 1980.